Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey loves, welcome to episode 162 of the Heal Your Story podcast, from people pleaser to self-empowered. You know, I'm going to start off with reminding you, if you already know, or informing you if you haven't heard, but I'm running a VIP transformational experience on saying yes to yourself on July 22nd and 23rd. You can find out more details in the show notes. But you know what? This episode is going to highlight a lot of what would be covered. So let's get started and explore a topic that weighs heavily on many of us. It's the burden of living up to others' expectations and the art of people-pleasing. I've personally experienced the struggle of constantly striving to meet the standards set by others. How often have you found yourself saying yes when you really wanted to say no? How frequently do you prioritize other people's needs over your own? Now, if these questions strike a chord with you, then you're in the right place today. In this episode, we'll delve into the impact of carrying this burden and the freedom that awaits when we finally say yes to ourselves. You know, a little over a decade ago, I found myself constantly seeking validation and approval from those around me. I felt trapped in a cycle of people-pleasing, afraid to disappoint anyone, right? Like, I would sacrifice myself at all costs. And it took a lot of personal realization for me to recognize the toll it was taking on my mental and emotional well-being. And this awakening became a turning point in my life and started me down this path of healing that ultimately ended up here and now I teach other people how to let go of the people-pleasing, right? I began to embrace the power of self-acceptance and gradually shed the weight of others' expectations. The transformation was liberating, and I want to share the lessons I learned with you. So whether you're nodding along in agreement or simply curious about this topic, get ready to explore the burden of living up to others' expectations and discover the freedom that comes with saying yes to yourself. I'll be explaining the burden and the consequences of trying to live, you know, up to those others' expectations, and also embracing the self-acceptance and the freedom that comes once you do. But first, a sponsor break. Okay, welcome back. We are diving into discussing the heavy burden people often feel when they try to live up to others' expectations and constantly engage in people-pleasing. It's a topic that resonates with so many of us. So let's explore why this burden exists and the consequences it can have on our lives. The pressure to meet others' expectations can come from various sources. Society and culture play a significant role in shaping these expectations. From a young age, we're bombarded with messages about what success, beauty, and happiness should look like. We're taught to prioritize the needs and opinions of others above our own. The societal pressure can create a burden that weighs us down. You know, people-pleasing is a common behavior associated with this burden. It involves constantly saying yes when you want to say no and putting others' needs ahead of our own. It might seem like a really noble trait, but it can lead to emotional exhaustion and a loss of personal identity. We find ourselves caught in a cycle of seeking validation and approval from others which can erode our self-esteem and sense of self-worth. Now, when I mentioned that like over a decade ago, I was going through this, I remember losing sight of who I was. I had a couple of friends be like, "What is going on with you?" And it was around a particular person. You know, that's a whole nother story. But you're not even yourself. You're just constantly trying to please this person. It was a lot. So the consequences of living up to others' expectations and people-pleasing can be significant. We sacrifice our own needs and desires, often neglecting our own well-being in the process. This takes a toll on our mental health, leading to feelings of anxiety, stress, and even depression. We may find ourselves feeling resentful, trapped, or disconnected from our authentic selves. So real-life situations exemplify these consequences. Let's take, for instance, the story of Lisa, who constantly said yes to every social invitation when she desperately needed time for herself. And over time, she became overwhelmed, feeling drained and disconnected. Lisa realized that she was neglecting her own needs and decided to set boundaries and prioritize self-care. It was a transformative experience that allowed her to regain control of her life and find true purpose. It's important to recognize the weight of this burden and acknowledge the consequences it can have on our well-being. Often we just ignore what's going on with us if we're always constantly people-pleasing. So understanding the root causes and recognizing the impact is the first step toward breaking free from this cycle. Now let's shift our focus toward embracing self-acceptance and the freedom that comes with prioritizing ourselves. Self-acceptance is a powerful concept that involves embracing who we truly are without judgment or the need for external validation. It means recognizing our worth, our strengths, and our unique qualities. When we accept ourselves fully, we can break free from the chains of people-pleasing and start living a life that truly aligns with our true desires and values. Man, doesn't that sound great? Yes. To begin this journey of self-acceptance, it's essential to reflect on our own desires, needs, and values. What brings us joy? What are our passions? What are our boundaries? Taking time to actually answer these questions and truly understand ourselves allows us to set a really strong foundation for prioritizing our own happiness. Setting boundaries is a crucial aspect of embracing self-acceptance. It involves learning to say no when necessary without guilt or fear of disappointing others. By setting clear boundaries, we establish our limits and communicate our needs effectively. And this, in turn, empowers us to create space for self-care, personal growth, and pursuing our own aspirations. It's important to remember that embracing self-acceptance and prioritizing ourselves doesn't mean disregarding the needs of others entirely. It's not what this is about. It's about finding a balance between taking care of ourselves and being there for others in a healthy and sustainable way. When we prioritize our well-being, we're better equipped to support others genuinely and authentically. Make sense? Yeah. Breaking free from the burden of others' expectations and embracing self-acceptance leads to a newfound sense of freedom. It's liberating to finally say yes to ourselves and pursue the things that truly matter to us. We start living life on our terms, guided by our own values and aspirations, rather than by being driven by the expectations of others. Now, let me share a success story with you. Sarah, a longtime people pleaser, decided to prioritize her own dreams of becoming an artist. She overcame her fear of disappointing others and committed herself to her passion. As she began devoting time to her artwork, she experienced a sense of fulfillment and authenticity that she had never felt before. Sarah's decision to say yes to herself opened doors to a life she had always yearned for. So embracing self-acceptance and saying yes to ourselves may not be easy at first. It requires courage and self-belief. But as we release the burden of others' expectations, we unlock the freedom to live a more authentic, fulfilling life. So I invite you to join me on July 22nd and 23rd for the Say Yes to Yourself VIP Immersion. This is going to be a small group of people. It's going to be epic. And attendees will feel a dramatic shift in their sense of self and what they want for themselves. Again, the link for more details will be in the show notes. I'm sending lots of love. May you find the courage to say yes to yourself. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.